My brother Ron. The good do die young, and pricks do live forever. If it weren't for my brother Ron, you'd never have heard a word of this audio book. I would never have been a comic. I would never have spent the amount of time I did working in the theater. He was a prince among men. He was an old soul who knew the worth of this life. He was a noble soul, which means he appreciated the nobility of all around him. He was the essence of intelligence and humility, two traits that rarely appear simultaneously. He was my best friend, and the fact that he isn't here to read this pains me more than anyone will ever know. This is his book. He didn't write it. He allowed me to live it. He supported me financially and emotionally. He was the best, and anyone who ever knew him knows that. His smile spoke more than any words could express. His love for me made this all possible. I am lucky we shared the same womb. He was my younger brother, so as we grew up, I was constantly beating up on him. Case in point, I was 6, Ron was 3, and we somehow had been given a gun with rubber darts. I had Ron stand against the wall, and I shot the darts around him. I then had him shoot at me. He hit me. So I beat him up. It was like that for a long time. Ron became president of the student body in the 11th grade, and my friends and I helped him with his campaign. He won again as a senior. He was a leader, something I could never achieve. One of his major accomplishments was a smoking lounge for students. He died, we think, of lung cancer. And that's the definition of ironic.